Papers and Blimp Podcast, episode 68.
Analyze the way that I walk, check out my outfit. Woo! It's the bulge in my sweater, it'll come out quick. It's myself from niggas, that ain't about shit. My niggas overreact, so don't let your mouth slip. I'm drinking, thinking, smoking, choking, trying to maintain. That rev me up, now it's time to put on my A-game. My environment's paranoid ever since AIDS came.
You fuck around, get real skinny and lose your braids, man.
But my name when I'm paired on these beats, it's B-Mac. Single was the name that they gave me. The streets, that is, I'm trying to teach that kid. Cause some niggas don't know that they be clown. And yo, the sun don't go down, we go round.
We them hustlers, and that's who y'all know. We get low, get dope, flip coke for show. We them gangsters, that's who we be. We got cheap.
You know, we got a lot of guys out there trying to disrespect the family. But they gon' do us nothing. You know what happened to guys that disrespect the family?
We rub them out, kill them.
Cut their fucking throats. I feel you.
So let's just do it. Who this problem now?
6 million ways to die, which way you want? Spray players have you running with one gator on. Gunmen come in, kick the doors to your Hummer in. Mafia style, 100%. You poppin' crystal, I pop for fist bow. Push your cat back, send your head back to the hood, the knapsack. Off the tray, Billy the Kid, Rob Banks. Me, I put the scar on Tony Montana's face.
Ayo, half a mil, they got Cat and Will trapped in jail. They found Mac and cell cracking still. Side the black to fill, somebody had the squirrel. So here's the shoddy and the hitless. Do what you want up to the informer. Just make sure you body the witness. Call him the Donald up. He ride around in a Harlem truck, armored up. It won't take much to get in his crib. All we gotta do is X on his duck.
Fuck it, done, bomb him up. I'm ready to mark him up, bark him up.
Bodies ready for the garbage trucks.
On their heart is stuck. They following the same path that got their father's fucked. Brain blast. Bulletproof 5, I spray through the glass. It's hard to duck. We mobs cause the what? White wine, lobster shells, crush.
Former name was Woody the Vet. Him and his young team are gunslingers, palm Uzis and text. We could bloody up his coochies and sweats. And Miller's family ahead, attached to Koofies and specs. Yo, half, let's start a crack war. Run in the crib, put the gun in his wig, and body up as he exit the trap door.
Son, fuck you think I got the Mac for? Pack the guns that only blow backs off. You know the crack law. Whoever broke it, they next supposed to get axed off. Smoke the culprit. Ali Vegas told a soul shit. Probably will play us who hold bricks. I probably shoot the whole clique. Building lobbies filled with bodies and shit.
No matter how much you keep it real, you gotta sleep with still. Cause if your foes don't kill you, run on your people. Think you a tough guy cause you puff lock. Every day around my weight pullers bust by. No matter how much you keep it real, you gotta sleep with still. Cause if your folks don't kill you, learn on your people's will. Think you a tough guy cause you puff lock. Every day around my weight pullers bust by.
Alright. Nigga used to be rapping four verses back in the day, man.
Yeah, niggas don't run, man. Niggas getting money off of 2 minute raps, man. Making millions off that shit. Songs used to be 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Them shit be stupid short, man.
The motherfucker said, you get some pussy, fuck around, lose your braids, man. Damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Used to be the one, man.
Yeah, man. So I heard that shit this morning. I'm like, yeah, let me put this for the intro, man. I was going through the Amazon shit and I added music on there and shit. Let's see, let me start off at,
you be trying to clone me. These motherfuckers said they tried to clone me. That's what Ali Vegas was saying. That Nas said, y'all trying to clone me?
Yeah.
That's why his career ain't never take off Columbia Records.
Yeah, trying to make him Nas. Stop, man.
He said, man, he tried to clone me. Vegas was hard though, man.
He had a little run, a little mini run.
Vegas was fire.
Oh yeah, you see this right here. Hold up.
Bam, Bada was so powerful, he just wanted peace. So from that moment, we agreed not to not apologize, but not continue dissing each other.
Yeah.
Okay. A ceasefire.
Yeah. So truce.
Okay. And at that point, it was over. You never heard L say nothing about me or me say nothing about L. And it's funny, I ran into LL Cool J in one of the most odd places, Monte Carlo. We were in on the French Riviera in Monte Carlo, the most elegant place.
Yeah.
We were over there doing a television convention. So here we are, you know, 25 years later, grown men, both successful, both doing television.
Yeah.
And I seen LL Cool J. Let me walk up to LL and say, this is the first time I ever really, really talked. This is how long it's been since me and him actually communicated. And I said, I just want to let you know, man, you know, no harm feeling, man. You know, back in the day, we were going at each other. And rappers were going at each other. That was his part of the game. He said it was the culture, Ice. It was the culture. He said, no harm taken, man. You know, bam, Bada was so...
Word. I was saying that was dope though. Cause yeah, I was saying that shit. It's the culture, yo. It's the culture.
I mean, LL was a battle rapper before he started making money.
Yeah, he was always battling niggas. Even he was making you know, the little songs for the ladies and shit like that. He was still battling niggas, man. And
what you say? You caught him. Even one of the lady records, he was battling another nigga, man, Dirty Mac and shit.
Oh yeah.
the imaginary, you know, love interest. He was beefing with her man.
Because he drinks too much, he smokes too many blunts. Like,
yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah. He was even battling, you know, his love interest man and shit. Like,
but like, but that shit, the only shit I remember from that is when he had dissed him on Ashacha? Yeah, Ashacha. Like, crushed Mo D, him, and Ice-T's girl. But I don't remember other shit.
Yeah.
And I don't remember Ice-T dissing him, though. But that was interesting.
Nobody was listening to no Ice-T, man. No disrespect. Ice-T is before my time, so.
Yeah, it'd be way before Diggs' time, but.
I mean, color. I know Colors.
So, what's that? Who's that? Six of the Border? I think Six of the Border, too.
But I did later on in life go back and listen to his first few albums with Africa Salaam and all them niggas.
Yeah.
And nigga was spitting back then, man. Like, he the original gangster for real. But in the 90s, I wasn't, LL was already on TV by then. He wasn't really like, nobody was listening to LL by 98, 90, you know what? Ashacha was what, 95, 96?
95, yeah.
Yeah, nigga was already on TV by then. Movie star and shit. Nobody wasn't listening to Ice-T in the hood.
Nah.
I mean, no disrespect, but that's just a fact.
Excuse me. Okay, another music shit. Hitmaker says Diddy denied Conway a Notorious Big sample, only to clear it for King Combs.
Home team, man.
Yeah, he said, no disrespect to Christian because we got a bunch of other records that went crazy too. But I love Boosie's version more, the Chicago producer said. Puff called Craig Kalman and was like, no, I need that record. And Craig calls me like, what did you do to Diddy? And Superstar Jay continued the conversation by bringing up Conway the Machine's unreleased track, Can't You Be, where Hitmaker sampled Total and Notorious B.I.G.'s legendary 1995 song, Can't You See, for Hitmaker. It was just par for the course when it came to working with Diddy.
So he doing so his son tried to do the song over?
No, I guess his son did another version to it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, just doing it over, no matter how, whoever. They all trying to do the song over using a sample. But yeah, he denied Conway.
Oh, shit. Hey, oh, my bad. Here go the clip of it.
Man, I don't want to hear no King Kong.
Nah, it's King Kong. This all Hitmaker talk about it.
King, I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, nah. What happened? So look, Puff hit me. He like, yo, I'm doing an R&B album. I need you. You know, you the guy. You know, it's gonna be London on the track. You and me, and I think that we should do everything together. Blah blah blah. Say less. Send me some joints. I sent him a 10 clip. It's crazy shit. I think Dabble was in it, a bunch of stuff or whatever. And he was like, he hit me back like, man, it feel like I want that Berg shit. I'm like, stop trying to be me. Like, it sound like you trying to do what I do. Like, nigga, send me some different shit. Da, 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 da.
Get off my dick.
So I didn't send him nothing, right? I was like, fuck it. Next thing I know, the nigga reached out. They deciphered my records and reached out to everybody that I collaborated with and dissected me from the situation. So he's calling Cardiac to his house like, you need to be one of the hitmen. And this, that, and third. Yep. Next thing I look up, Eric Billinger is in the Bahamas with motherfucking Puff, and they singing songs. I'm like, when the fuck? I'm like, Eric Billinger done lived in the fucking LA his whole life. Now he with Puff and shit. Next thing I know, I'm executive producing French Montana album. Why this all happening? The nigga had an album, the intro of the album, my tag was on it. He took my tag out of it, screamed at the intro, did all the shit or whatever. And I was like, damn, this nigga is really diabolical. Like, so I wasn't fucking with him. And then I'm in Mondrian. They still like working on the album in Miami. And then he signed, ultimately, Jazzy was also on those demos. So I don't know if he knew Jazzy before, but it was also very surprising to me that now Jazzy is with Puff and this, that.
Wait, Jazzy was on some of those demos?
Yes.
Jazzy's fire.
Dude, that's crazy, though.
Yeah. He undercut fire out of me. That's mafia shit right there.
Or he said he went to every collaborator he went. Yeah, that's crazy. Yo,
that's mafia shit. That's mafia shit. Yo, send me some joints. They all fire. So he's like, yeah, yeah. Find out who did he went and, you know, like he said, he did some back average, some back, you know, backward shit. Found out who actually was doing it, because Hitmaker don't make no beats. He just Quincy Jones some shit, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't outdo Puff. Puff, everything Hitmaker do, Puff didn't deliver it. That's why he told him, don't do what I do. Puff, he seen that play from a mile away, dog. He used him.
Yeah, finessed the shit out of him.
He got finessed. And the people that work with Hitmaker filed for not telling him.
Yes, yeah. I guess you know how that shit goes. Oh, it's Puff.
Because if you my man, yeah, I get it as business, but yo, if you my man, and we've been getting money together, I'm going to say, yo, this nigga Puff called. And I know, you know he done told everybody around him, yo, I done sent Puff some joint. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, y'all would have been like, yo, Puff called me and said, come work with him, but he ain't say shit about you. I would at least gave you the heads up. Because I'm going to go get the money. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to do no foul shit like that. Niggas in the Bahamas and shit. Now all that shit look bad now. What you doing in the Bahamas with a nigga? You know, shit to niggas, you know? Allegedly. You know?
Yeah, that's crazy, though. It just, like you said, it's the mafia shit. He went back and undercut everything, man.
Niggas say he took his tag off the shit and screamed.
Yeah, the hand. No, he did that shit on it.
Crazy, man. That's how the business be, though. That's why I wouldn't send him nothing. I would say, yo, come to the studio. I'm not sending you shit. I'm not sending niggas nothing.
Nah. That's done for.
Because the nigga ended up finding out who really produced the beat and propositioned him. That's crazy. Because he can do it, and he did it legally, too, because the producer who made the beat can sell the beat to whoever they want.
Yeah. Especially a collab on it.
Yeah, because Hitmaker, I think he's a writer. He writes a lot.
He's a producer.
No, I know he produced, but he write too. He write a lot of the songs that the people sing. He don't press no buttons, though. He ain't making no beats.
He is making beats.
Hitmaker Beatmaker don't make no beats, man. He said the dude Cardiac made the beats.
No, he said no. He make beats though.
From what I from the interviews I seen him, he do the, you know, the Quincy Jones shit. Like he choreographed and this and tweak this and but be having producers in there like the shit Puff do. Puff don't make no damn beats. Well, anyway, he got finesse though. Yeah. Young Berg is a clown, man. Young Berg is a goofy motherfucker, man. He did the whole Drink Champs interview and then told him not to put it out. Like, come on, man. Needs to be on that industry shit, man.
Oh, here goes the segment, man. It's gaining steam, man. Shit niggas say 20 years later. And it's a repeat offender. Eric Sermon says, Eric Sermon reveals that he could have signed some of hip hop's most legendary acts.
Like, I got to go back to again, bringing me Nas, you know. Bernard brought him to me, and I treated it like regular, you know. As a matter of fact, I was doing C-list beats because when he was speaking again about the projects and the kind of conversation,
it wasn't familiar to you
because I had Redman, Dos Effects, NK Solo, which all three of them had the techniques and different type of, you know, rhyming. It wasn't about that. It was about just technique and all type of different type of characters, the whole nine. And when I heard Nas, he was dope, but I just couldn't understand the conversation. But Bernard bought me Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay, Bernard.
I went to Raekwon's steps, sat down with him. His name was Sha-La, that was his name. Sat down and Raekwon speak about that. I was gonna sign with Eric Sermon. Bernard bought me Game. The Game said I was gonna sign with Eric, but he wasn't ready. So he signed with 50. This is coming out of his mouth. Again, these Bernard bought me Biggie's phone.
He was already signed to Dre though. But anyway, yeah, but that's
you said who?
The Game.
Probably around that time before he signed to Dre, he was signed with the other nigga. JT the bigger figure.
That name was always crazy to me. Yeah, that's Eric Sermon to say you can't understand. It's, yeah, because you had fucking Dos Effects and these niggas talking that bump skibbity bump shit, man. The niggas wasn't saying nothing.
Yeah, Dos Effects wasn't gonna make it anyway.
Yeah.
That shit was generic rap. It was, man. That shit was a straight gimmick, man.
That shit sounded dumb as hell, man. I think he's got a deal off that shit.
That shit was a gimmick.
Dos Effects.
Now, that song was hard, though. That song was fine. It just, the whole album is iggity. You can't. Come on, man. Riggity. Come on, dog. The whole album is riggity iggity, and then do it another album? Nah. Hell no. That first album though was a different style of hip hop. I respect it though. Yeah. Definitely respect it.
But still, that's some wild shit though. What was this?
Eric Sermon jumped out that window, man.
He said that shit was a lie, man. He was lying.
Come on, man. Next thing, man. You can't tell some shit like that. They say you lying later. Like, now you a liar, period. Now I don't believe you said you was going to sign all these other niggas now. You lying. Niggas just be lying and lying, bro.
Just cause, man. Marvel Studio fires X-Men 97 creator, Bo DeMeo. That's his name, yeah. Marvel suddenly parted ways with DeMeo earlier this month ahead of the March 20 premiere of the Disney Plus revival of X-Men, the animated series. DeMeo, who also served as a writer-producer on Marvel's live-action Moon Knight series, and a writer on Studios Mahershala Ali's Lab Blade reboot, had completed work on a previously announced second season of X-Men 97 and was reportedly planning a potential third season at the time of his firing. It said, why Marvel fired him was not disclosed.
If they don't disclose it, that shit got to do with lawsuits, probably some sexual harassment or some type of discrimination or something.
I'm saying, I don't got Disney Plus though. I'm gonna watch that shit though. See how that shit look though. This the shit from, you know, the shit used to come on Fox. They remade that shit. Not like the same looking shit, but like new episodes or whatever, and like new like updated themes and shit.
So the old cartoon.
Yeah.
With the Sentinel part, the big Sentinels and all that.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that shit. Might have said X-Men 97. They call that shit X-Men 97, but let's see. Yeah, that's crazy that he just fired home right before the shit start this week. Let's see. Oh yeah, this shit was ill. The Walton family just sold $4.5 billion of Walmart stock, and Jeff Bezos sold $8.5 billion today. Jamie Dimon, that's how you say it, Damon or whatever, sold 150 of JP Morgan. Zuckerberg sold $400 million, and Buffett is selling everything. Something is up. But that shit is
same. They do all that shit to cause a stir in the market. They gonna end up buying all that shit back quietly, man. Or they sold it to somebody already. That shit just a tactic to get stocks and shit jumping somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had insider trader shit going on.
What's this? This shit, I'm like, it says, Busta Rhymes announces a highly anticipated. This ain't highly anticipated. Hold on. Busta Rhymes announces a highly anticipated comeback as he confirms the revival of Flipmo Squad with their first project in almost 30 years. Flipmo Squad has not released a studio album since 1998, The Imperial.
Yo, he's trying everything, man.
What I'm saying, he's trying that because that last album super flopped. He wasn't talking about no Flipmo album after the album where he had all them features on that shit. But it did a little well for him. They wouldn't talk about no fucking album then. Now you fly, you're trying to do everything to stay relevant.
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Shit ass, man. Nobody trying to hit Flip. Nobody trying to hit Flip on squad back in the day. Boy, come on, man.
That's true.
Why
don't want to hear that shit, though.
Your last album was 98, bruh. Bruh, y'all did one album. You did one album and did your own thing. Went back to doing your own thing, man. You ain't about that for real, man.
Niggas be industry, man. If it don't work, it's like Nas with the firm. That shit didn't work. Niggas moved on. If that shit would have worked, niggas would have kept doing it. Niggas become industry and act like they not. But in their defense, the industry is about selling records. So if it don't work. Okay. But the firm did go gold or something like that.
No, I should have applied them.
Or then, yeah, it just didn't do what they wanted it to do.
Yeah.
But still, they should have tried it. They shouldn't have did. Them beats was garbage, man. A lot of them beats. Them beats, man. Come on, bro.
Okay, you can't front
it. They should have. All the songs they did put out, they shouldn't have put them out. Shouldn't
have put them
high, them track master beats out, man.
Like,
that's
where I'm
niggas and
Tuxedo
and shit.
Too
much, man.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I love the remix. I love the remix way better than that shit. The remix is way harder. With Half a Mil on there, rest in peace. Well, yeah, that firm album was man.
Yeah, then he come on Miliato.
Yeah. That shit was hard, but The Riyadh. Every time I should pop up, I just skip that shit. That shit, I mean, nah, I can't listen to it today. It'd be mad songs, like the singles from back in the day. I can't stand them just today, yo.
The Firm, they pulled the finesse on niggas. All the songs we wanted to hear, they put on the mixtapes. Then put the commercial shit out, and that shit didn't add up.
Yeah, like the
Phone Tap was a hard song though.
Yeah.
But when they put on the Tuxedo, it was like, nah.
Man, what else was it? I don't think I'm leaving.
Yeah, all of them should have been singles, man.
Yeah, that's when Nori was on fire too. Right after the War Report. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Executive Decisions. I don't know. Yeah, that album.
That album was garbage, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say garbage, but it was lackluster. Pause.
Yeah,
shit was not what it was.
It was mad.
It was mad.
Yeah, because like
not what it was supposed to be, man. First of all, they got rid of Mega.
Yeah, for Nature.
Nature was good, but it just.
Yeah, because like when they had what's that shit? La Familia, that song. Like yeah, like sit like that. Songs like that they ain't put on the album, yo.
That's what I'm saying. They finesse niggas with the mixtape. All that shit that was on them tapes, Clue tape.
That shit was hard, man.
That shit was fire, but they never put none of it out. They gave niggas what they wanted to give niggas. Pause.
Plead guilty, get the chair to fry for my niggas. It's essential that we all are like a mental. We've been through life, cold blood, living sinful. Oh, yeah, they bullshit niggas, man.
But how much money mainly produced by fucking...
It was like Dre or Dre. Yeah, that was a Dre project.
Trackmaster.
Yeah.
That shit was a Dre, she was on Aftermath.
Oh, yeah. The
Aftermath was on Aftermath. Project. That's when... But it was on Aftermath because they was trying to squash that East Coast West Coast bullshit too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nas already had did a song with Dre on his last album.
Yeah.
They were like, man, bring the group over there, Aftermath Records. But that shit ain't work.
Yeah, remember Dre had dropped that Aftermath project. The Aftermath album had that East Coast West Coast killer on there. It had Nas on there.
Yeah, that song. I've been there.
Yeah, that beat album
was hard though.
Yeah, homie. Yeah, that beat was hard.
But he was doing the same shit too, dancing and shit with tuxedos, man.
Oh shit! Because he been there, done that, man. Yeah, man. I got stacks.
Yeah. Yep. Nobody wanted to hear that shit.
Nah.
Not from Dre.
Dre rapping, that's crazy. Fucking,
Yeah, that L song, though, keep your ears ringing from this.
No, I know the song was hard.
Friday soundtrack.
Sam Snead, man. Home song was hard back in the day. I think I was on a, it was on a Murder Was the Case soundtrack, yo. Home song was hard. Hold up. That beat was hard. That's the only song I ever heard of Home, but that shit hard, man.
They said they beat Sam Snead ass damn near to death up in that office, man.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Them niggas going. That was some other shit in Death Row niggas, man. There you go. Oh, hold up. Yeah, that Murder Was a Case soundtrack was hard too on the low. On the east.
Yeah, I had the tape.
This be hard. Thank you.
solo. Hot damn, you didn't know so. Well, I can blast fast or freak a ill type of slow flow. I'm hitting harder than Barry Bonds, so check the golden child. Doing it in your ear hole. Got you going buck wild with truck tracks. Rhymes on deck, freaking off.
This is Dre B?
Yes.
That'd be crazy.
That's what I said. Yo, that beat was hard. I mean, that was the only song I ever heard from home. But yeah. Let me see. This is.
They beat the shit out of Sam Snead up in Joe's office, man.
This nigga Tyrese, don't be wildin', man. Tyrese says lack of Fast and Furious means he can't pay $10K a month child support.
Because of what?
Lack of Fast and Furious.
The fuck that even mean?
That's what I'm saying. This little boy, we say, his most quote for. Tyrese is embroiled in a child support battle in his most recent court filing, blames a movie franchise for his inability to make full payments. According to documents obtained by Radar Online, published on Tuesday, March 12th, the actor and singer recently asked the court to shut down his ex-wife Samantha Lee's attempt to have him found in contempt. Lee has filed a motion early this year alleging that Tyrese has been refusing to pay the full $10,000 per month he had been ordered to pay. Instead, she said he paid her less than half in December 2023 and January 2024.
So he don't want to pay the money.
Basically, because then she said she pointed out the multiple trips overseas he taken to say that he had the money and was just not using it for child support.
Oh, just because he going overseas don't mean he paying for it.
Yeah.
You fucking famous, man. People with money will put his ass on a plane just to have him in. But I'm also not saying he don't got the money. I mean, I don't know.
What that nigga be doing?
Nigga movie star, man. He got the money. 100,000 a month? He got that.
No, 10,000. Like, what is it? $120 a year? Yeah, it's $120 a year.
Yeah, 100,000. He got that. He don't want to pay, so he not. It is what it is, though.
You know, my bitch. Yeah, I'm saying it's crazy that he used the Fast and the Furious to blame it. That's just wild. What else should I? Oh man, they canceling book two after this season.
Is what it is, man.
No, that's wild. But they said they about to start a shit called Power Origins, like the beginnings of Ghost and Tommy. I guess they on some Raising Kane and shit.
They need to do Rashad Tate, man.
Who?
They need to do Rashad Tate, man. Rizzo. They need to do that shit from a political side, man.
Yeah, that'd be
like the Wyatt.
Yeah. They might pop out with that. They might. I don't know, but they just talking about that. I guess that one has been that got greenlit. And,
they probably just canceling it on because they want to.
Yeah.
I don't think it's cause I don't know. I be watching that shit.
Nah, I like that. That's my favorite one out of them. Just, so this last season will be 20 episodes. They split into two parts.
Yeah, but it's like the story is getting more and more outlandish and shit. Like, you know, it's like they just defeated the mega drug criminal, international criminal and shit. It's like, what more else could they do? Type shit.
Oh yeah, it was all named Mega or some shit like that.
His name was Mecca.
Mecca, yeah.
He was the super international drug conspirator. They killed him. So it's like, what else more could they do? Like, the police couldn't even catch this cat.
No, he worked for the police.
Yeah, I know he was a rat, but he still was doing dirt. He still was wanted to. was doing woke. He was still wanted. He was protected.
The super international druggist, man.
Yeah, he was, man. He was moving mad work.
And guns. Yeah, bro. O was out. He was going crazy, man.
Yeah, that nigga had a plane, nigga. Nigga had a plane with work on it, man. That's a drug conspirator right there, man. Nigga ain't got no. He not making that shit. He just moving it.
Moving it.
Yeah, moving that shit, man. And jury, yeah, jury. Like, man, that nigga was the ultimate. Big penthouse. That's the ultimate informant right there.
What?
That nigga was working with niggas and getting them caught and then taking over their business, man. What?
Yo, that's like the shit with the nigga from Blacklist Show. That's just like the same shit homie doing. Homie get a fez the info, they bag niggas, he take over their shit, bro. All like, oh, that's what you had us do all along? Yeah, man, you know, he'll say some little witty shit and then take over their shit, bro. That's the same exact shit.
I can't be watching that shit too much, man. It pisses me off, bro. I can't be watching that shit too much. It's pissing me off, man. It's snitching. That shit ain't cool. Nigga operation be going good, man.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Niggas be moving. Niggas see home pop up. Niggas be like, ah, shit. Raymond Reddington. For the pleasure you to stop by home, stop by, say some wild shit to him, like some wild shit. Like, yeah, man.
You gotta be working with the police to just be pulling up at everybody's spot. And ain't nobody invite you? Nah, man. You the police.
That's what I'm saying. This nigga is wild, yo. Home wild, outlandish, and disrespectful, man. Home is pop up at niggas' establishments, niggas' houses, everything, man. Low ass six shot. What's this? Oh yeah, there's some shit. Some shit I have read. It says there was a question on Twitter. Some shit. It said, "What hip hop conspiracy do you believe in? Don't be afraid to share." And this older dude had responded. The 1996 Telecommunications Act, combined with major labels buying up indie black labels, destroyed the diversity of the music and resulted in the worship of money and degeneracy becoming the main things in hip hop today.
That ain't no conspiracy. They did that. They bought up all the labels so they could funnel that shit the way they wanted to funnel it.
Mm-hmm.
That shit ain't got nothing. That ain't no conspiracy. They actually did that. I don't know what niggas be. Everything is not a behind the closet type nigga. They took the labels because they figured it'd make money. That's why they got them. They bought them. They bought the labels. They bought all the country labels too. That's why all the major labels are associated with most independent labels end up selling their catalog to a major label.
Mm.
Or the label just say, hey, let me just outright buy the label. That's just how it go, man. Shit, they bought Motown.
Yeah.
Barry Gordy sold Motown. What makes you think a nigga who ain't making as much money as Barry Gordy not gonna sell his shit? The only ones who ain't really sold yet is what, Cash Money Records and Master P? I'm the only ones who ain't sell their shit yet. Everybody else, they sold their shit. Rockefeller sold their shit.
Yeah. No, they ain't sell their shit. They said they still got stake in that shit.
No, they sold Rockefeller's record.
Oh, record, okay.
Rockefeller Incorporated was for the first album because that was independent. They put that their own money up for that one. The one that they say Cam bought and Mason bought. That's different from the rest of the album.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what happened, but it says, I don't know if you got a clip for it, but it says, Elon Musk cancels ex partnership with former CNN anchor Don Lemon after the interview. So I'm just like, yo, you had a deal or whatever. Oh, let me see. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon Don Lemon said Elon Musk canceled a partnership between Lemon and X just hours after he taped the interview with Musk for the premiere of his new show on the social media platform. The company confirmed in a statement it posted on X that the deal with Lemon was off. Musk has called himself a First Amendment and free speech advocate for years, but has demonstrated little tolerance for his employees' free speech and has banned or suspended several critics on X.
Man, he in charge, man. If he don't like what you say, you gotta go.
Yeah, that's what, this nigga says, we had a good conversation. Clearly, he felt differently. So how the fuck was it a good conversation?
Yo, that's just chatter, bro. Don Lemon should be happy. This nigga walked away with $25 million, dog, for one day's work.
Man.
I wouldn't complain at all. You don't want me to work here, and you paying me? Enough said. Fucking $25 million, bro. What is he complaining about?
Yeah,
that's what the deal was. The deal was for $24 million. He paid him the money and still fired him. That's how you show, like, man, we don't agree, but I can't. It's one of those things where if he drag it out, there's a lawsuit. So he said, fuck it, keep the money, and you still got to go.
Yeah.
You agree to disagree, you know? The lawyers, you know, sign the deals get signed, and that's that.
Oh, hold on. It says Don has a deal with X and expects to be paid for. If we have to go to court, we will.
Yeah, man, he's going to get a nigga to $24 million, bro.
Yeah.
It's over. it's like, why fight? You know what I'm saying?
A lot. Yeah, he wilded for that one, though. Like I said, we had a good conversation. He thought differently. It wasn't a good conversation, nigga. He said OJ the Juice Man got bagged. Let's see the link.
Niggas be trying to motherfucking make niggas look bad. So he said, man, fuck you. You're fired. It is what it is. He don't like the way the interview went or how it's going to be perceived. So he fired him. I'm saying,
what it is, bro. Yeah. And said OJ hit with drug trafficking and gun charges after a police chase. And
quarter brick, old brick. You know what I mean? Yeah. He got to be getting his money.
Yeah, Texaco shorty, man.
Yeah, man. At his age, he still got to do it. You know?
What's this? It's a first. They didn't say. He just said that he got charged with drug trafficking and guns or whatever. But they didn't say the charges, though. That's a,
man, they can say whatever they want.
And it has a, just real quick, get a first look at, I don't know who Andre Holland is, but he will be,
TMZ ain't right, man.
No, that wasn't TMZ. That was some other shit on the hip hop outlets.
Nah, I'm looking at it now. That's just a TMZ says still making the trap go. Hey, you know, wow. Yo.
Yeah. Andre Holland. That's Huey P. New on the Apple TV's The Big Cigar. Comes up.
Man, he probably was high, man.
He looked high in the mugshot that I got.
You know what I'm saying? He high, man. He got caught with the shit on him while he was high.
That's mad shit. They charged him with drug trafficking. He must have took him through. I mean, it probably wasn't like that. He probably took him through state lines in the chase.
That's what I'm saying. He probably took him through a chase. Probably had like some coke on him, some weed. And whatever else is the shit the niggas be doing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know how niggas do. They ride around with the whole pack on them. But they can't leave it nowhere because somebody is stealing from them. Yeah. Not caught with it because he was high.
That's crazy, though. Ride around with all that there. You ain't got a stash spot, nigga. Oh, shit. This is crazy right here, too. Hold up.
Oh yeah, I want more kids. Like how many?
Like one.
My friend, hold up.
Juice man, gooch man, make the trap.
So like the person you're dating, you see like a future with them?
I think the question you were asking me is if I wanted more kids, and I feel like I want more kids, and yeah. I feel like at this point in my life, right,
yeah,
the relationship is amazing to have, right, but that's not what I'm basing having a kid on, because right. I'm very non-traditional. Yeah. I feel like you can co-parent without being in a relationship. Maybe just two people say, hey, you want a kid? I want a kid. Let's just have a kid. And like, let's just.
Really? See. So you would.
I'm very like free spirit. I'm very open.
I don't even understand what's going on.
That was Drea, who was now pregnant by Rocket star Jalen Green. In this clip, she says, she says she in a relationship. She not basing a kid on a relationship. She's basing it on just two people saying, you want to have a kid? I want to have a kid. Let's have a kid. And just live like that. Some wild shit. And
she's going to. Any fuck up, he's on child support. That's all that means. She want to live a life of leisure, but the trade off is having a kid.
Wow.
I want another kid, but I don't care if the dad is there, as long as he got money. Anyway. She ain't having kids with the dude that work at McDonald's. No disrespect to a McDonald's worker, but I mean, her targets is soft targets with money. You know.
Yeah. Trained assassins, man.
So I'm saying, man, she like our age, man. She ain't no young.
Yeah,
young.
Her son is his age, yo.
That's what I'm saying. So she not new to this. She.
Oh no, she's a vet.
She a veteran.
No, she's
like Amber Rose is saying she got a ride from that quarterback from Houston.
Yeah.
Some shit about her Uber left her. Yeah, right. What the fuck you doing in the Uber anyway? You know what I mean? She got a ride from him in his sprint event. Yeah, right. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
I ain't on no OG, bro, man. They gotta get it too, man. Stop portraying it as something other than it's not.
Right.
That's the shit that I'll be like, you know what? Whatever. Listen. Say, yo, you got you a young nigga, you got some paper. You know, when he was young, he probably was infatuated with you. But, you know, he was young at that time, and he got you.
Yeah, that's the shit. Like, they said, like, her son used to play on the same team with him. So you seen the nigga as a kid. The nigga only about, like, 22 or some shit. He's young.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. He seen her young. You know, she was popping back then. You know, 10, 15 years ago, more popping.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, man. That's his baby mama. God damn, you know?
Yo, I don't know. I only said we quit. A Dollar General store staff all walked off the job site. At the same time. A handwritten sign posted on the front door of the Dollar General location explained why their whole team was quitting. And it said. The staff at a Dollar General store in southwestern Wisconsin walked off the job recently because of a dispute over the company's donation policy and what employees called a lack of appreciation. A large handwritten sign posted over the weekend on the front door of the Mineral Point store declared we quit. Another sign explained, quote, the whole team has walked away due to a lack of appreciation, being overworked and being underpaid, end quote.
And you get what you negotiate, man.
And it's Dollar General, yeah. I worked at a Family Dollar. The Family Dollar. I mean, you're not really doing shit, but it's not like how they talking about being overworked. Like, unless you was coming in agreeing to work a bunch of dumbass hours, it'll feel like you're being overworked. But other than that, I mean, you're not really doing much. Especially, I guarantee majority of those people that was there, people that be on the cashiers, y'all not doing shit. Y'all standing there all fucking day. They're not doing nothing. When I worked at the Family Dollar, I was doing stocking and shit and unloading trucks and shit like that. But all that other shit, y'all not really doing nothing. Yeah, I complain about the donations and shit, like the shit they be throwing away or shit that they donate to whoever they donate to. Like, you can't complain about that. That's what they do and they've been doing before you even got hired there. They complain about that shit. Like, that shit is, man. Get another job.
I'm not complaining about no job. I'm moving on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yo, just bounce, yo. This shit is crazy.
Moving on. You don't own nothing. You can't force them to do nothing.
Yeah, talking about the complaining about donations. That was the first. That's why I was about to stop reading right there. They complaining about the donations. Like, come on, fam. They do it. If they give you the shit, they not. Majority of the time, like they're markdown shit. It be shit they're markdown to like $1 or some shit. That's what they do. Yeah. They don't, man. Yeah, like you said, man, let's get another fucking job, man. Let's see.
I'm not arguing over no job, man.
And then you're gonna quit. I know a bunch of y'all motherfuckers quit with no backup job. You just quit. That's just dumb shit, yo. This interesting, bugged out. This dude I follow or friends with on Facebook named Marv One. He's a battle rapper and shit, he made music. And he said he got a copyright claim on his own song. And
he don't own the song.
That's what I'm trying to. I mean, he do be making his own beats and shit. That's what I'm trying to. But I don't think he spoke about it in the comments though.
I just think I'm not gonna tell the full story. You only gonna tell the part that make him look like a victim, bro. Nigga, you sample somebody's shit and they found out about it, dog. Fight the claim if that's not true.
Yeah, he don't speak none of it on it. But I said that was interesting. Yeah, you sample something, thought you could sneak it through, and got hit. Let's see what's talking about. No, I'm gonna say that for the next segment. Aaron Donald is retiring at the 10th season. You know who Aaron Donald is?
Nah.
No, he played for the Rams. He was a defensive tackle, and the motherfucker was a monster. Like, home was like a legit monster. The nigga made like the All-Pro team every year, like the Pro Bowl every year he played. Defensive player of the year like 3 times, all pro like 6-7 times, and ended his career after 10 years. He got a ring or whatever. I mean, he just announced it. He didn't even do no goodbye tour, nothing. He just said, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah. Nothing, man. He'll be Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It was a picture of him, Reggie White, and Lawrence Taylor, man. And they said, that's it. They said them three, and that's it. Like the three best defensive players of all time, yo. Especially like him and Reggie White played like inside tackles, yo. And like how he dominated, like, you know how hard that shit is, you know, Dwight, like to dominate from the inside tackle is crazy, yo.
What about Warren Sapp?
Nah, Warren Sapp ain't up there. Warren Sapp ain't up there with though. But Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor, and Aaron Donald, nah, he not up there. Them niggas is different.
Shit, man, I don't know. That's why I asked, man.
Like Reggie White used to, if you ever look up a Reggie White highlight reel, yo, home used to toss motherfuckers with one home to do this move with his forearm. And it's fling niggas like big offensive linemen. Your home used to throw niggas into the quarterback type shit. Your home's a beast, yo. But yeah, them niggas like you couldn't. It was not like and with the Aaron Donald nigga, it's mad clips. You show them like triple, quadruple teaming home, yo. Like home's different, yo. They throw their whole offensive line on home to stop home. That shit is crazy, yo. But yeah, he played for the Rams. The Rams are not division, so yeah, I'm glad home retired. But yeah, but shout out to him. He was a monster, man. Definitely first ballot Hall of Famer. What's the Tracy Ellis Ross says the ship has sailed when it comes to girlfriends reboot.
And I don't know about
you, but she said, I think we're all at different places in our lives, in our careers now. Like, you're the only one that's out there. Ain't nobody, all the people don't be doing shit. That shit was corny.
See, because she the reason why I never came back.
Mm-hmm.
They love trying to act like it's something else. Nah, she got too big for britches back then and decided not to come back.
Yeah, because they were talking about doing a reboot for that shit for like 10 years. Yeah, that's over with.
None of them reboots work, man.
They need to stop with that shit. There's another one I seen that pissed me off. I'm glad I forgot about it. The thing was a movie they about to redo, and that shit pissed me off. What's the...
Should be worse than these Instagram models, man.
Like, yeah, like when they redid the... Nah, it wasn't even like a reboot, and they turned Winnie the Pooh into a horror movie. Like, stupid shit, yo.
That's different, though. That's trying to reimagine.
Yeah, but that's just stupid, though. But that's what's the name? I forgot whoever owned Winnie the Pooh. They then they let the copyright expire or some shit. However that shit go in that department and in movies or whatever, and whoever made the movie had snatched that shit and made that shit. That's crazy, though. I seen the trailer for. I wasn't about to watch that shit though. And that shit looked stupid. Yeah, Corey Holcomb. Corey Holcomb was wilding, man. And hold on, let me find this clip right quick. Oh no, that's not. That's the Tasha K. No, that clip like 9 minutes. Never mind. Doja Cat. That should be crazy. How they be letting certain shit slide, yo? Ooh, certain shit. And she said, this should be crazy. Motherfuckers just be bugged out. She's like, hey, I'm going to deactivate because I'm not really feeling this anymore. You guys take care of yourselves. I like coming here to find inspo and see people being creative, but I just feel like this is getting to be too much. The way I'm spoken to on here and treated makes me have fucked up thoughts. Please watch how you talk to and about people on the internet. Bye.
And she's super sarcastic, man. I don't believe that shit.
Yeah, she was in the
rooms with them openly racist blonde haired motherfuckers, and that's the type of motherfucker she like to date. I don't play that no mind, dog.
Yeah, but it be that shit like Chase be having them post, they post shit, and it be a million motherfuckers thirsting or saying some cornball shit, and then it be a just like a chick post a picture or something, like a little thirst trap or some shit. I'm gonna use perfect example. This chick posted like a video, but the background was messed up. The shit was messy. Like, you could have cleaned that shit up, but did that shit in a different part of your house, yo.
And the whole house just nasty.
Yeah, that's something like, yeah, every like that's like. Then, like, you see every video this chick posts, like, all the background, and it's like, you don't clean up, man. Use a scum bucket. So, I'm like, damn, you could have, like, picked up a little bit. She bypassed all those shits and responded to my comment. And was like, yeah.
You ain't not praising it.
Yeah, I sound like that shit crazy. I'm not looking at shit. The first thing I look at is the background of those videos, yo. It's the first thing I look at, yo.
You didn't praise her, man, so she got something to say.
Yeah, she was upset. They're like
she probably blocked you.
No, she ain't blocked me. She ain't blocked me.
Well,
ain't no
excuse for having a nasty house.
It ain't. And stop shooting videos and then make another video talk about, I know my background is a little messed up. Your background is always messed up, bro.
That's dusty. Dusty, bro.
Your background's always messed up. The fuck out of here.
I don't even go in people's house. That's why I don't go to people's house, man. Mm-hmm. I don't eat people's food from them. Nothing. You get sick.
Yeah, motherfuckers bringing shit from out. Nah. I'm good. Motherfuckers bringing that shit to work. Niggas be in the break room. I'm full of, yo, I got something. I'm good, man. I might get something at the vending machine, bro.
Yeah, man. You gotta trust this source. I'm not about to eat.
Nah, bro. Especially niggas that got animals in your house and shit. I'm not doing it.
All these bros do is take pictures of their ass, man. That's it.
I don't know if you heard about this. This is, they said Bruno Mars has allegedly racked up $50 million in gambling debt at MGM.
What?
Yeah. I thought it was some bullshit, but I Googled it and it was real.
He owed $50
million? Yeah. Let me read this right quick.
Nah, man. Not no $50
million. It says MGM basically owns him. He makes $90 million a year off of the deal he did with the casino, but then he has to pay back his debt. He will only make $1.5 million per night after taxes.
That's still good. But damn, you owed him $50.
Yeah.
Yo, his catalog is insane. All his shit platinum.
Yeah.
Damn, man, there ain't no Bruno Mars going out like that. He owed $50 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He got a residency up there. Well, he signed a deal for
him. Yeah, and all they do is hand him chips. Play on the house, man. House money. Damn.
Yeah, that's a nasty work right there.
Yeah, shame on a casino, man. Shame on a casino, man. If he owe $50 million, at what point do they say, yo, you enough, man? You know, we cut you off. Like at a bar, you know?
Yeah.
They don't do that shit, though. It ain't like a bar when they say, yo, man, you had too much, man.
Yeah.
You know? Or like Nori, man, on that Capone song. I don't want no more to drink, man. I was raised behind playing this star jail bar, you know?
Yeah.
My nigga gonna cut himself off. Like $50 million. He owed them people $50 million but he got the star power to pay it back without touching his own paper.
Yep.
We'll just take it out of the deal you owe. You owe, so he got a deal, you said, for how much?
It said $90 million.
$90 million. So they owe him $40 million.
Yeah.
That's all. They're just gonna give it to him for 40. Just take this 40, you owe us 50. That's a good deal. That's insane though, man. Bruno Mars should be like this right here should be this public shame right here should be enough to trigger him to do something else. Get his shit together. $50 million, dog? Come on. That's crazy.
There's some other shots saying I was dope. It said fans are talking. Hold on, let me see this shit. Hold on. What the fuck? Oh, it said fans are talking. They're discussing the greatest three song runs on album. An Endless Amount of Gems are being named to these legends. It said, what's an insane three track run on the album?
What the fuck does that even mean, dog? It's
like three straight songs. That was fine, I guess. But the albums they have up there is like, let me see. Machiavelli, Lil Wayne, what's the Carter 2, Kanye, and Teflon Don. I can't see. What's Kanye album now? It's Heard Him Say Touch the Sky and Gold Digger. I don't know what album that is. The Rick Ross shit is I'm Not a Star, Freemason, Tears of Joy. Oh, the first three songs, I guess. All right, Machiavelli, Bomb First, Hail Mary, and Toss It Up, and Lil Wayne, The Mob, Fly In, and Money on My Mind.
The what?
The Mob.
I don't know, man. A lot of shit Lil Wayne be questionable. That niggas be thinking it's hard.
It
don't be hard.
I gotta see what that is. Hold on. The Mob.
Like, the nigga went on an insane mixtape run, but all that shit wasn't hard.
Right.
So I can't get into these discussions with people because people concept is different from mine. People criteria and skills of judging is different from mine. I can't argue with somebody who's 20 something years old about Wayne's legacy. Yeah. Because they don't understand when I start talking about when he didn't curse. They don't even understand that shit.
I be saying that shit all the time. Hold up. This is... Oh, okay, I know this. Okay.
Hard body. Carter. Yeah. Let's go. Cash money, young money, motherfuck the other side. They can fuck with us if they won't. I bring them home aside. Word to my mama, I'm gonna continue roaming. So like getting out the game, it's like coming out of a coma. I'm trying, but I'm normal when this rap shit get boring. All I ask is that you pray for me. In the brief, keep crying, and I'ma keep beating her. Be I'm fucking her, I'm sleeping her, sleeping her.
Huh?
Really? He looked drunk in all these pictures they showing to him too, son.
Who?
Bruno Mars. Drunk. Damn, kid. Shit. He keep coming out with hit albums and all that, man. You better clear this shit up quick. He need to sue whoever put this story out. How the fuck they know what he owe?
Yeah, so like I said, a close source.
So somebody ain't get no money.
Yeah,
so he put his business out
there. Yeah, that's nasty, man.
That's fucked up. About Monday is what I call that. Shit, because today's Sunday.
Yeah.
But now I agree with the Pac shit and that Rick Ross shit because that Teflon Don album was kind of peak Rick Ross, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess man, niggas just say whatever.
Toss it up.
That's when I was listening to that shit at work Thursday. That shit got Aaron Hall on there, boy.
That was Aaron Hall.
Aaron Hall on Toss It Up with Jodeci.
Yeah, so man, Jodeci. Yeah.
Singing each other.
Highest flames. billionaire Mark Cuban says, don't follow your passions. Follow the money and build wealth instead.
I agree, because then you can do what you want. Then you can do the passion and shit when you got money.
Mm.
That's what rich people do anyway.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers say, fuck this shit, I'm getting on my yacht, you know? Motherfuckers say, fuck this job, I'm getting on my yacht. And you still own shit, so you get the money even when you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
So if you can get assets, get them. But they don't teach you that in school. They don't even teach you finance in school.
At all.
They teach you to go get a job and you get the American dream, but they teach you.
Teach you how to cook and shit. Like, man.
If you think about majority of the billionaires, they try something other than what they went to school for.
Yeah.
Bill Gates didn't even finish high school. They going straight to computers, man.
Building shit.
And he finessed his mans. So, you know? Mark Zuckerberg did the same thing. He took the niggas' idea from them and made it happen. And then gave them $60 million for them to go away.
Hey, hold on,
now them dudes going hella fucking Bitcoin and Twitch. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was dope. This says, what the fuck? I hate this shit. I can't go down this shit. But it says, the financial independence retire early fire movement has caught significant flame in recent years, and it's no surprise as to why. As the cost of living has skyrocketed, wages have hardly kept pace, and the job market has only looked exceedingly grimmer.
Yeah. They don't care about the people, man. The government and the corporations, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, the corporations don't even get away with what the government allowed them to do. So they use lobbying to create laws that favor them, tax laws and so forth. Mm. But the government, it's a capitalist system we live in. So it's like, if it makes money, it's good.
Just,
I just seen some shit on the internet where they motherfuckers say, they looking for niggas to work at jail or shit. Most niggas don't want to go to jail. They mad at wild, you know?
Mm.
I ain't trying to go to jail every day. And they only offer you $40,000. Mm. And you're like, I could say if it was $60,000, $70,000, they start you off like $40,000.
Nah.
I mean, I understand, but I'm like, yo, that's not going to attract somebody with the shit you got to do. But I don't know. Maybe a lot of overtime and stuff and all that. I don't know. But I don't know if I could work in jail. That's my thing. Because, like, I'll be one of them niggas that's fighting the inmates because they're going to be out of line. So it's like, I don't want to be in there abusing nobody because I'm taking it personal what they saying to me. So I'm like, nah. Because my man was working up in there, man. He was working up in the jail, the county jail. He said they was in there fighting and all that kind of shit, man. Mad motherfuckers got suspended because they was fighting the inmates.
Yeah.
And betting on other inmates while they was fighting, like the movies. Like, send an inmate to a cell or area, and then send another inmate that they know they got beef with and betting, like a cage match.
Yeah. What's the fight clubs?
Yeah, that shit's real in the prison circles, man. So when he told me that, I said, oh, no, I can't be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of nothing like that, you know? And I don't want to work at no woman's jail. No.
I'm trying to go into the jail, period. No.
This shit be on the news. Niggas getting these women pregnant. They in jail. How else they getting pregnant? From the guards.
From the guard.
The doctors. You know? You shit like that. The janitors. You know what I'm saying? Nah, for real, though. That shit be on the news. I'm crazy in Texas, man. Niggas is fucking like inmates, man.
What's the... Chris Brown says he has no interest in seeking acceptance from the mainstream. He says, I don't want to be accepted from none of the mainstream media and fake celebrities. I'm king of my own lane. Your fave ain't got shit on me and they know it. I ain't finna tap dance for approval. You will beg for forgiveness of me. That I do know.
Well, he want attention and he don't. I don't know exactly what that means. If you don't want attention, you don't say nothing. You just run your business. He was doing good. He's lucky we're in the air where the fans can get his shit directly. You know, he shouldn't even have to be worried about validation from the media. They don't like him. He beat up Rihanna. Rihanna blew up. You know, even though there was a mutual combat later on, we found out it still don't look good for him.
Right.
So it don't matter. He's still getting his money. He shouldn't have to say nothing to nobody about nothing. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, though. That shit bothered him, man, because he was the motherfucking, he was a darling at one point. He was the man. He was the one. And it got fucked up because of an altercation. So, like, trust me, it still bothers him, but he's trying to act like he ain't bothered.
It's Dr. Dre. What was it? James Corden, I guess? Yeah, James Corden. Sure. Fuck.
was it, hi, my name
hi,
is.
Hi, my name is. Right. That's the first thing that happened. Hi, my name is. I put the beat on and he just did that right away.
No.
And
so hang on. He goes in the studio. You go.
No,
oh,
we're in the studio and I hit play on it. And he just went, hi, my name is. It happened that fast. No bullet. And then we went from there. And that was the beginning of this relationship. And I think he's the best MC ever. Point blank, period. Of course, there are going to be arguments about that because he's a white guy. You know? I don't think anyone that's rapping can touch Eminem on that microphone.
He's smoking YOLO. It ain't got nothing to do with him being white. It's just home content is terrible.
Eminem lyrics is not rap lyrics. It's rock and roll. It's a rapper form.
Right.
If you listen to the shit he say, it's the same shit rock and roll motherfuckers sing about.
Mm-hmm.
His lyrics is just in rap form. The nigga raps about killing his mom.
Yeah. I don't listen to that nigga too.
But he is nice. He can rhyme. But
he can rhyme, but
he ain't the greatest MC.
No. Cause a lot of he just be rapping. Like when he tried to do this, when he tried to, you know, rap Pharrell or whatever, that shit was laying on deaf ears. So then he tried to go back to the Slim Shady shit, dissing motherfuckers and shit. Like, come on, man, he 50 years old, still dissing.
I'm gonna tie you to the bed and light the shit on fire. They play that shit on the radio, bro. Let's talk about murder and arson. But you can't say, yo, shoot up the block. You know what I'm saying? Mm. On the radio. They play his shit on top 40 radio.
Mm.
So that's not a regular radio. They say it's metaphors. Because he talking about stand and watch me, some shit. The song Rihanna.
Yeah.
That shit on top 40 radio, but he talking about domestic abuse. You know what I'm saying? He talking about domestic abuse and drug habits. But his songs is good. He talking about killing his mama. He hate his mother. You know? Just... whatever, man. It's just the shit. Yo, he relates to what a lot of white people relate to. I don't know no niggas in the hood listening to that, man. Suburban niggas, maybe, but I've never heard a nigga in my life say, yo, play that new Eminem shit. Or put that Eminem shit on. And I'm not trying to take away from the fact that he's not nice, because he's nice. He's got a lane. He like one of the only rappers that got like more than one diamond album. Like he sells records, but greatest MC? No. He's just basically a white version of Reggie Noble.
Yeah, I said he's black. He'd be like Redman or Royce or some shit. So, I mean,
Big L, man, like that's, you feel me? Like that's how he sound like to me sometimes, like Big L. I mean, he can compound some words, pause. That shit be sounding hard. Like his beginning, like his early stuff.
Mm.
Like his first album, maybe his second album, he became mainstream after that. But his beginning stuff, man, his rhyme patterns is crazy. But you know, this must mean I'm just obscene. But that's just me. I'm just obscene. Hey, that's a crazy pattern. But when I read that shit on the TV, on the video, I said, yo, god damn. You know, but that kind of stuff, I like the intricacy of how he flow. But he's not the greatest MC. He's the greatest selling rapper. For me, MCing and rapping is two different things. Rapping is selling records. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is hip-hop. Like, there's some niggas I know that's nice on the block. That's nice. But that's only hip-hop because they ain't selling no records. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he not greater than MC. He not more better than Nas or Rakim or KRS-One. Ain't no way. Ain't no way, no. Dre could say that because Dre don't write rap. Dre not a rapper. Dre's not an MC.
Right.
But even though he ain't no greatest MC of all time, nah. He not even in the top 20.
Not at all. Fuck wrong. Yeah, I just saw that clip. Like, come on, Dre.
He could have said like one of the greatest rap songwriters or something.
Yeah, he's still on that hill. No, he's still on that. He's still on that hill.
Because he said it already. He can't retract it in the same interview. It's gonna look stupid. These niggas are media trained, bro. He said something that he didn't articulate what he was saying, but he stood on it. But it's all good though, man.
That's it.
I gotta make a run.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man. That nigga ain't the greatest MC, man. Dr. Dre be saying some stupid shit in Yeah. He's stupid. He gave up all his. I tell you, Dre's stupid. He gave up all his Death Row shit so he could be alone. You know?
Yeah.
In no way, I would have given up ownership. I would have gave up. I would have just said I quit and kept my ownership.
Faded away.
Yeah, I'd be getting a cut and keep my ownership of the company, but I ain't giving that shit up. Nah. Anyway, though, I'll holler at you, bro.
All right, peace.